American Transmission Company is giving the Douglas County Board an ultimatum. Give up right-of-way or lose $1 million in payment. ATC Vice President Mark Williamson says Douglas County is the last real sticking point blocking the construction of the line. He says if necessary, the State Public Service Commission has given them the right to go around county land.
The commission will have a process where we determine how to route it around the county land. On the private land, there's a couple different options that impact between 60 and 80 people, and that's what we'll do. We'll impact those people. We'll get the private right-of-way. The county won't get any money, and they'll have, you know, 60 to 80 mad people that are going to have a power line that could have gone a lot quicker and easier on a county short segment.
Williamson also says agreements needed from Sawyer and Washburn counties are not a problem since they can use existing easements through public land there. But opposition group Soul President Tom Krieger says ATC has many obstacles to overcome.
It doesn't sound like Douglas County is planning on jumping to the beat of ATC's drum. They're going to get things in depth, and you know, maybe some point in time they'll make a decision when they feel they're ready to make a decision, but they're not going to be pushed into anything.
ATC also still needs wetlands and waterway permits to cross 105 rivers and streams and plant 317 power poles in sensitive areas. The lawsuit asks that the DNR not issue any new permits for the line until after a hearing, which is expected next month. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.